From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates again today by half a percentage point. It's the second rate cut since September 11th. In a statement, Fed policymakers said the terrorist attacks have significantly heightened uncertainty in an economy that was already weak. The statement steered clear of the R word, but as NPR's John Itzty reports, most economists now believe a recession is inevitable.
While the U.S. economy may have already been in recession before the September 11th attacks, most economists now agree the damage the terrorists inflicted on consumer confidence makes a downturn a virtual certainty. David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, believes it will be a typical recession. That means less than a year long. It all depends, he says, on how consumers respond.
Nothing happened to the economy in the sense that the supply of resources is still good. We can produce as much as we ever could. It's just that we're afraid to buy. And the question is, how long does it take for that to wear off?
Chris Varveris of Macroeconomic Advisors in St. Louis believes much of the economic activity disrupted by the attacks will end up only being delayed, not completely lost, because he says consumer confidence will rebound.
As a forecaster, you're going to get burned very quickly if you bet against the U.S. consumer. And with an appropriate policy response, I think we'll get through this, and the lesson will be that the U.S. economy and the U.S. consumer and businesses are in fact quite resilient.
And U.S. officials are in high gear implementing policy responses. Today's Fed interest rate cut, the ninth this year, sends short-term rates to their lowest level in almost 40 years. Congress and the White House are putting together a stimulus package that will add to the more than $50 billion already authorized for fighting terrorism, rebuilding Lower Manhattan, and propping up the airline industry. These are textbook policy responses to a recession. But this is not a typical recession, says Princeton University economist Paul Krugman, and that has nothing to do with the terrorist attacks. It's atypical, he says, because unlike most post-war recessions, this slump wasn't caused by the Fed raising interest rates in a fight against inflation.
This is a classic sort of pre-war, pre-World War II, overinvestment, speculative bubble, followed by crash recession. We haven't dealt with one of those for a long time. The only sort of comparable example out there is Japan, which went through a bubble in the late 1980s that looks a lot like ours in the late 1990s, and then had a recession that it has never really recovered from.
That's partly because the normal policy tools, lowering interest rates and boosting government spending, have been applied tentatively by the Japanese and haven't worked very well. Ironically, Krugman thinks the terrorist attack may actually reduce the likelihood of the U.S. falling into a long, grinding, Japanese-style recession. That's because the attacks make it more likely Congress and the White House will agree to a large but temporary burst of government spending, something politically inconceivable, he says, before the attacks.
In a perverse and kind of gruesome way, the terror attack actually probably moves us towards more sensible policies.
Still, Krugman says there's an outside chance these policies won't work, and that unemployment will soar and deficits will explode again. Chris Varveris warns that even short of Krugman's worst-case scenario, the attacks could have a long-term effect.
We will be devoting more resources to defense and security, and those will provide a sense of well-being, but they will not be contributing to the advancement of necessarily of private productivity. And so it's likely that there'll be some longer-term diminution in the growth rate of the economy.
How much, Varveris says, depends on the length and cost of the war on terrorism. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.